Welcome to the Fleur Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 13th of January, and I'm recording at 9:40 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, still nervous, fretful conditions in markets. For the most part here, which has been very much the tone since just the very end of last year. Okay, just a quick run through here. Japan was down not all that significantly, but 0.2 percentage point for the Nikkei 225. China was higher. The China sector generally was stronger. The best gain up 4/5 of a percentage point was the Hang Seng Index, and that's got the value along with the Hang Seng China Enterprise Index right now, because they had been lagging. But overall, China's in good form, but the A-share index is certainly overbought in the short term. Now, elsewhere, we had mostly small declines, including in India here today, but few gainers, few additional gainers. Malaysia was higher, slightly higher, so was Thailand, so was Indonesia, and New Zealand a fraction higher. In the European markets, good solid gains, but part of the story behind that is that Wall Street was really quite strong when Europe closed, and then Wall Street lost its gains. But first, let me give you some of the figures here. It looks like Italy did best with nearly 2%. Spain not far behind. Germany up 1.63%, is a good gain. So also for France, 1.47, and the Euro Stoxx 50, 1.61. It is all but inevitable that those gains get paired tomorrow, I think, though, because Wall Street had modest declines, just 0.25 percentage point for the S&P, but it was a big outside day here with the Dow up. Gosh, I think the Dow was up about 230 points at one stage, closed down 27. So really swinging around here. The Dow gain, the Dow decline rather, and the Nasdaq declines were very, very small. But again, as I say, a lot of early gains were completely retraced here, quite evidently. Okay, elsewhere, government bond yields lower again, and still going on about the deflation concerns. My feeling is that the market's overreacting on deflation. Investors are overreacting on deflation. I mean, the benchmark for that in most people's memories is Japan since 1990, and Europe, well, gosh, over the last decade or more. Certainly a lot of disinflationary pressures, and now people talking about are being fearful that the Eurozone could slip right into outright deflation without a big QE stimulus, which is what Mario Draghi wants, and we'll know more about that a little later in the month as that is decided or determined. He doesn't have a free hand here, the way that system works. Okay, but what I would say is that a lot of the deflationary pressures that we do see elsewhere are really coming from technology, and technology has this deflationary impact overall, but it's a positive deflation. So what it really means is that a manufacturer is able to produce more goods for lower prices and sell more. Whereas, in the with the destructive deflation that we've seen in Japan too often and in Europe, you get slower GDP growth and slower sales and weaker profits overall. So again, I say a big chunk of this current deflation that we're seeing, and not least with the price of crude oil, I think that's stimulative for as long as it persists. That's the that's very much the situation as I see it. So, what else to mention here? Nervousness again among stock markets, but seasonal factors are still really quite favorable. Monetary factors are quite favorable. So I just think we're getting a little bit of consolidation and maybe some mean reversion towards the MMAs. And looking elsewhere now, commodities remain weak. Now, a lot of that's due to deflation. Copper, for instance, today down 12 cents here. That's a sharp decline down to 2.6, down to 2.60, $2.60. And Owens posted a good report on this here today. And again, they're talking about the fact that costs have gone down because of the oil price fall, and also the technology that they use for extraction and processing, so that the suppliers aren't cutting back supplies the way they would have been doing 10, 20 years ago. Industrial metals are soft generally. Going in the opposite direction, really sort of reviving some of the hard money link, though the precious metals are mostly a little firmer. Palladium up $1.85 at 8.16. Silver did best, which is interesting, up over 51 cents here today. At $17.08, it's up near the upper side of the range, current trading range. So this is an interesting area, and it's not overbought either on the short-term stochastics indicators. Platinum is a little higher in here, 1241. Gold actually slipped a little bit. It was up at 1244 at one stage, but closed here at $12. And well, it's trading after hours at 1231. That's gold bullion. And but again, generally, it's been a steady tone here, whereas the industrial metals have been persistently weak, and crude oil has been persistently weak. But crude oil closed in here today. It hit new lows. But then closed about a couple of dollars off those lows, and the WTI is currently at $46.20. It had been $2, exactly $2 lower, at $44.20. We had a similar move in the Brent, which is I think it was I looked a few minutes ago, was at 46.90. So that spread has come right in down at these levels, and it's the same story. People are producing more and hanging in there grimly. Interesting, isn't it? Okay, that is grains and beans. I see. Lower in here today. Most commodities are weaker today. Interesting times. Okay, all the very best to all of you. Oh, currencies. I beg your pardon. Hope you didn't switch off. Currencies. I let me run through that. And the dollar index firm again, 92 and a quarter. Some of the individual ones, though, the Indian rupees just steadyish in here, So's CNY, that's Chinese renminbi, just ranging here against the dollar after weakness during November and well, during the autumn generally last year. And the Australian dollar actually a tiny bit firmer, 0.8167. The euro a little bit weaker, 1.1776. Sterling fraction weaker, 151.63. So what was most of that? Well, I think mostly the euro is about the softest in here generally, and our Russian rupee, quite or the ruble rather, the Russian ruble. Quite a bit weaker. All right, folks, all best to you.